This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Kathmandu, not on the travel itinerary for this show, but Newport is, and we will be in Newport, Rhode Island later on today, and then a Flex Friday road show tomorrow morning at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of the annual Newport Audrain Concourse Motor Week, and I can't wait to see you all tomorrow morning.
Well, Greg, anytime we do road shows, my number one, you know, question is, what are the accommodations? Where are we sleeping?
They are. I think you will find them to be 4-star. We are staying.
What's the name of the joint?
We are staying at the Goat Island Resort.
Quickie, I got top bunk.
Goat Island.
Only issue I have with that place, no disrespect, I don't want to say anything bad in advance of going there, but they don't offer room service, which is a real problem for me.
The rooms are very nice.
But other than
bit more bougie.
Okay.
Other than that, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah. Ooh.
Very nice, Wiggy. You will like it.
Goat Island Resort. I'm hoping for a nice water view.
You will have that, I'm sure.
Coffee shop in lobby, Curtis.
Yes, there's a great coffee shop. They have great muffins and bagels.
This thing's right on the water, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Wiggy asked us a quick question about where we're staying, and Greg gives 6 things he can eat. That's the response.
Well, that's eating to me is very important. Wow. I choose a destination based on the food.
Do you bring food on a plane?
No, I don't. Spaz used to bring food to the hotel when he traveled, so he didn't have to pay for room service.
Oh, wow.
What? Like his own pantry?
He loved hard boiled eggs.
Ew.
Gross.
So he would bring he'd also bring his own booze.
Oh,
respect that.
You know what? Yeah. And then the garden party today.
He would bring hard-boiled eggs to a hotel and like a bottle of Schlitz?
Yes, he would.
Wow.
Yes. And then that's at the Faxon Lodge.
Yeah,
Faxon Lodge.
Invite only.
Okay. Yes. Yes. A lot of heavy hitters there. Yeah.
I think my mom may be coming.
Wow. Really? She got an invite?
Really?
Yeah.
Is your dad dressing her?
No. She was saying, because Santo couldn't come, so she was like, can I come?
She wants to be your plus one.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I
want one of these Narragansett Waterview Kings with a balcony, which is what I like.
Are you bringing Mrs. Wiggins?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. Okay. And these balconies look nice.
Okay.
Ooh.
Right.
Under the nightlight.
Well, there's some very nice.
Okay. I'd like a room far away from Wiggins.
Oh, don't worry about it. Just don't pay no attention. That's what I generally do.
Some very nice beaches in Newport.
We are beach sexers. You got to leave the room based on the way these rooms look.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you got a nice balcony. And this garden party, I've been doing some research on dress and everything. Courtney, he'll fit right in. Coastal Grandma.
Yep.
There's going to be some whores there, vores there.
Yes.
Thank you for finishing
past hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
What are you going to wear?
Greg, come on. Every time I dress up, I stay Dapper Dan.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So my style is like.
And keep it 100?
No other.
Uh-huh.
I mean, me and my wife will probably be the only two, shade of darker complexion there.
I don't know why you'd assume that.
I'm looking at garden party pictures.
Probably a very diverse crowd at the garden party.
I just put in garden parties, attire.
Just walk around and say, hey, did you see my 1912 Rolls Royce Silver Shadow over there?
I don't mind being the only, chocolate. caramel at an event. It don't bother me as much.
I understand.
I don't mind.
You don't mind. This is, speaking of Rhode Island, this is Gene from Rhode Island. Hello, Gene.
How you doing, Greg?
What's
How's
up?
Everything going?
What's going on?
If you guys bring up the ick again, I got a good one, and it's when my wife blows her nose at the table.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's disgusting. I hate when people do that in a restaurant, and it's generally old men.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, Greg's right there.
Do a lot of people do that?
Oh, yeah. Old men do it. And like, what? It's like disgusting, like, you know.
Do people still carry a handkerchief?
Some
My
old men do.
Grandfather does.
He does.
Well, I mean, your grandfather's what, 95? Oh, I get it.
Show some respect.
I mean, he's old, though. I mean,
yes,
good
he is
for
in
him.
His 90s.
Right, but I can see he's from a different generation,
yes.
So I get it where they did that, but that's disgusting. Stop it. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, why would you want to stick boogies back in your pocket?
Ugh.
Disgusting.
I don't like.
That gives me the ick.
Oh. Yeah.
Take your ass to the bathroom.
Yeah. I can understand something like that. My problem with the ick, which we brought up on the show yesterday, is that it's about what somebody's wearing. Mm-hmm. Like in the show that started the whole discussion on Netflix. What's that called?
Nobody Wants This.
The girl, the woman, gets an ick over the guy she loves bringing flowers to her mom or wearing a sport coat over a hoodie. And that gives her the ick.
Oh.
And so that's my problem with the ick.
Totally reasonable.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not if you love somebody.
You but you still have an ick.
You accept their faults and you ignore them.
Yeah, right? But
that's how you make love work.
You still acknowledge them.
No, you don't. You don't tell somebody that something they wear is ick.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Like Lindsay telling me that I wear flip-flops and that gives her the ick. I mean, that's what I like to wear. Like, show some love. Support.
Yeah, I hear you on the clothing element.
Right. Because
I never, like, even though I'm not a big Michelle Obama heel or, short heel woman, I don't, like, tell my wife, like, oh, those give me the ick. You know, I just kind of, you know, I just say, hey, you look good in that.
Yeah.
And that's it. But when they start talking about your appearance.
Yeah.
But it's the world today, Greg. Instead of not clicking and listening to the comedy special that you find offensive, you try and cancel it. Instead of just either accepting the flaws of the person you're with, you try to change them instead of changing who you're with.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, right.
I give you a lot of credit, brother.
Worry about the important things.
I think the ick is more of like a teasing thing.
It is?
Yes. Okay. I don't think people take icks too seriously. I mean, there are obviously some...
Well, on the show, she was going to dump him because of the ick.
Right.
She also has a terrible history of dating. Like, she's a problematic lead character of the show.
Yeah, but you also said your friend had an ick with guys who ran funny, and she would make guys run
She wouldn't make them run.
Good.
She would just make sure to see that them run before things got
that's
serious.
Such a good one.
And you have no
It was
icks.
A combine. Courtney, I have
You
a
have no icks.
What do you mean?
We asked yesterday, does Santo ever say you have icks? And you're like, no.
I'll ask him right now what my ick is. I don't mind. I'm sure he has.
But you got a million icks for Santo.
But Courtney, you would agree that if Greg, in the same way Lindsay said this to him about his flip-flops, if Greg totally out of the blue, unprovoked, just said, you know what, Lindsay, my ick is X.
You wear this.
Right. Yeah. That would be a cause for to text all her girlfriends to say Greg's an a-hole.
Yeah.
How dare he bring this up? It's so out of nowhere. There's a different rules for men and women when it comes to this specific topic.
100%.
Right. All right. Of course.
News coming up at 7:45.
He just responded.
What?
He said, Wiggy wants to know what your ick is for me. None, thank you. This is a trap.
See, I told you.
Oh, it is a trap.
Told you.
A+.
It's a giant
I told
trap.
You. Smart. I told you.
I love how he answers you immediately.
Oh, my God. Well, he has a shot caller.
He's.
I told you.
Text alert.
He's like a puppy dog. She just yanks on the leash and he immediately goes wherever she wants him to go.
Oh, he's the best.
Poor guy. All right.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need a douche move ruling.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. All right. Yesterday, Cowboys practice. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, you'll be able to see what happened. Jerry Jones shows up for Cowboys practice in his helicopter with the Cowboys logo on the tail and lands it on the practice field while the fellows are practicing.
Oh,
you're watching that, right?
Yep.
Is that a douche move?
Yes.
Or that's a boss move right there.
Oh, see, I knew you were going to say that.
Yo, that is a
so
boss move.
That's a boss move.
Yes.
Landing it right on the field. It's like, hey, do you mind? I know you're running through some game plan for Sunday, but do you mind halting it for a minute?
Right.
So I can land my helicopter on my field and say hello to you. There he is with Dak.
Look at the assistant coaches looking at him like, come on, man.
That's boss
move. I asked for a raise last year, and you said that we didn't have it in the budget.
Jones. I have to say, what a raging, insecure narcissist. Like, it's not enough that you own the most valuable franchise in the entire country, that you've made billions thanks to being lucky with oil, and you have created a great job. The Cowboys are a great, organization. You've done well, done phenomenal monetizing it. You still need these players to genuflect as you land like you're a conquering hero coming to practice.
Did you guys just bitch and complain about John Henry not being here? And this guy shows up, boss move on the field on his helicopter. Now it's like, what kind of owner is he?
Who I would much prefer Jerry Jones over John Henry.
That all day long. That's a boss move.
You love it?
Oh, man, I wish I played for the Cowboys. I'd be like, Jerry, any chance I can get to chop a big dog? That is so boss right there. If I own the team, that's what I would do.
That's not a douche move.
No.
See, I think some girls would think of that as an ick.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You know what he would say to those girls? Kick rocks.
Yeah, yeah, sure about that.
Beat it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah,
there you
shout
go.
Out to Jerry Jones for
Jerry
that one.
Jerry Jones. Mid-practice, landing the helicopter at the 50-yard line in the middle of practice to say hello to the fellas. We will get to Courtney in today's news and Jeopardy. Wiggy, Jeopardy for your favorite appetizer of all time.
All right.
Based on an international viral outbreak. We will get to that. And also, there may now be overwhelming evidence that smiley face is living among us. So we'll get to all of that, the news next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.